The White House has stated that President Donald Trump will announce his decision about the future of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program on Tuesday, and Nevadans are reacting. Our reporter Natalie Van Hooser has more.
Those with DACA status entered the U.S. illegally when they were young, and DACA protects them from deportation. The first person to receive DACA status nationwide was Reno resident Maria Toca. Today, in a Facebook post, she voiced her concern about the possible end to the program.
I am a person in this country that's been here for a long time, and now to think that that could possibly be taken away is terrifying. It scares me, it scares me for my son, it scares me for what's going to happen with my family.
Nevada State Representative Ruben Kiewen was formerly an undocumented immigrant as well. With New York Congressman Adriano Espaillat, who is also previously undocumented, he sent a letter to President Trump asking him to not terminate DACA, saying it would have a negative impact on the national economy. A group of conservative attorneys general is urging Trump to end DACA, saying it was an abuse of presidential power during the Obama administration. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Natalie Van Hooser with Noticiero Móvil.
Natalie Van Hooser is a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism. She's also working with Noticiero Móvil, a Spanish-English multimedia news outlet for Northern Nevada.